Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. You may have heard of this. All religions are the same. They all teach people to do good. It is true that Buddhism teaches do good so that you will have a better life in the next life cycle. The Chinese folk religion teaches burn incense and paper money to gods so that you will be blessed with good fortune. Islamism teaches kill the infidels, those who are unfaithful, so that you will be rewarded with many virgins in heaven. Taoism teaches exercise yourself so that you may become gods. Indeed, we human beings desire for good things. All the religions are very much similar in this sense that they all teach achieve the good through your own efforts. Now you may wonder, how about Christianity? Doesn't the Bible teach us to do good too? What is the essential distinction of Christianity from all the religions of the world? Let's read a verse from the New Testament. 1 Peter 1:23. For you have been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. What does the Bible say about being a Christian? A Christian is a man who has been born again, one who received an imperishable seed in his heart. Now we may ask, each of us was born of the union of a father and a mother. Why must we be born again? And how? The Bible answers us in 1 Peter 1:18 through 21. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. What does the Bible say? It says that we all need to be redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to us from our forefathers. If we are honest with ourselves, we admit that this life is empty and meaningless. We all know that love is desirable, yet we still carry hatred in our hearts. We all know that materials will never satisfy us, yet we still easily devote our whole being to pursue more and more. We all know that peace is precious, yet we still inevitably cause hard feelings among people around us. We all know that our own efforts will not get us anywhere, yet we still deceive ourselves with the religions of the world. Oh, how wretched we are! Where is our hope? What can pull us out of the emptiness of this life? Neither silver nor gold nor our good deeds can deliver us. But the Lord God himself prepared our salvation even before the creation of the whole world. In his heart, we mere humans are far more precious than anything in the entire universe. He didn't give those angels a second chance after they rebelled against him, but instead condemned them to eternal fire. But he loves us so much that, while we are in rebellion and trapped in the emptiness of life, he sent his own son Jesus as a sacrificial lamb who died on the cross for my sins and yours. If a man believes in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confesses with his mouth that Jesus is Lord, God not only forgives all of his rebellions, but also plants a seed in his heart. That seed is unlike the seeds of this world that are perishable. That seed is God's own life. It is imperishable and everlasting. This new life planted into a man's heart by God himself makes that man a Christian, a child of God. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 and see some of the characteristics of this imperishable seed. In verses 13 to 16, Jesus said to his disciples, You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. If you read this paragraph carefully, you must have noticed that Jesus didn't teach his followers, do good so that you become children of God. Instead, he stated that you are the salt of the earth, and that you are the light of the world. Having the imperishable seed in my heart makes me salty. My responsibility is to keep the saltiness in me and to let people around me benefit from the functions of salt. Wherever there are wounds, salt is there to clean and preserve. Whenever foods are prepared, salt is there to bring out their taste. Whoever may be longing, salt is there to make him thirst for God's righteousness and God's kingdom. Having the new life in me makes me the light of the world. My responsibility is to not hide the light under a bushel, but to let it shine for the good of others. Whenever it is cold, the light of the world produces the warmth of Christ's love. Wherever it is gloomy, the light of the world brings the joy of hope. Whenever there is desperation, the light of the world springs the fountain of faith. Dear friend, don't you desire to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world? Don't you desire to function as a man should in God's original design? I know you do. Why not call upon the name of the Lord Jesus? Turn away from the religions of the world. Come to him and let the imperishable seed be planted in your heart. Let Christ Jesus be born in your heart this Christmas season. Allow me to share with you a song that I love to sing. May this song resonate in your heart throughout the holidays. God bless you, dear friend. Bye-bye.
宽恕遮盖我不足。 changing.